rockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
Live and local on Brisbane's 4BC. This is Afternoons with Sophie Formica.
So we know the recent Optus cybersecurity breach has exposed private details of so many Australians, tens of thousands. But much more data was taken that was actually released to the public. It's left a lot of customers wondering whether they can end their contracts early after many have now lost faith in Australia's number two telco. To find out what your rights are if you find yourself in a fixed term contract, I'm joined now by negotiation expert and mediator Elise McGough. How are you, Elise?
I'm well, Sophie. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, absolute pleasure. So, you know, a lot of people would want to know if they find themselves as an Optus customer, do you have the right to break a contract with a company after they've been involved in a breach similar to this one?
Well, I would say almost definitively yes, because I would assume that this would be seen as a material breach of the agreement that you have with Optus. One would assume that they would have things in place. And I know, as I say, that there are many telcos are going, but, you know, this could have happened to me. Potentially, but this is so, it's such a huge breach where private information like passports and identity documents were not kept, I believe, as securely as they could have been. And, you know, it would be very difficult for Optus to say, no, this isn't a material breach of an agreement. It's a minor breach. You know, you should expect your private data and secure data to be hacked at any time. And so on that basis, the agreements actually say there was a material breach of the service. Well, they say service, but I would say the agreement. And that they can't remedy the breach, then you can terminate the contract. And they can't remedy this breach. The information's gone,
yeah.
And they're not getting it back. Mm. But the question I always ask, and that's the negotiation side of me, you can terminate, but do you want to, and where are you going to go once you terminate? So you've got to think of that.
Yeah, and I'm sure that many people will have wanted to do that. You know, we look at these contracts that get put in front of us, and telcos are a perfect example. I don't know if there is anyone who's actually taken the time to read every word of one of the contracts that gets put in front of you to sign when you say, yes, I'm going to sign up to 24 months for this service at this fixed price and, you know, this much for the phone and this much for the plan and all the rest of it. So is it technically a breach of the contract?
Well, I would think it is. You mean a breach of the contract by Optus?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, to get you out of a fixed term, yes.
Yeah.
Because I would say, you know, you'd say, was it a service breach? Well, yes, in a sense, but, you know, if I'm going to give you my personal information that you say you need, well, did they really need to keep your passport and your ID
documents? No, of course not. No,
they could have deleted that. The moment they did the check, you know, your bank account details are very different if you've got a debit order. And I quite frankly, I'm not the happiest person about giving debit orders. I like to have control of my accounts, but some people like that. It's convenient. But certainly there was no need for them to keep that data.
Do you know at this point if Optus is willing to entertain the idea of customers wanting out of their contracts? Is that something that is happening?
I don't know what Optus is saying. I know some clients are thinking about it. But what is worrying a lot of clients is, where do I go? Would this happen elsewhere? If I jump out of this contract, can Telstra, sorry, Telstra, I didn't mean to bring you into this.
No, that's okay.
You know, can Telstra offer me security? Will this happen elsewhere? Once it's happened at Optus, and people don't know enough. And to be honest, I'm not a cybersecurity expert. I can't say, well, if you leave Optus and you go to another carrier, your data is as protected, is better protected there. But I think that Optus would be hard pressed not to let clients out of their contracts. What I would say to clients is also think about it, whether you want to move or whether you want a discount. Now, this is a negotiation time. This might not be sitting in your contract, right? But you can actually phone Optus up and say, look, you know, you have put me through absolute hell.
What are you going to do for me?
what are you going to do for me? And in fact, if I was Optus, I would actually be offering 6 months free services. That's what I'd be doing. But that's me, because if someone loses my ID documents to a hacker, that's, you know, the kind of hell that someone goes through. And it's not just the inconvenience of having to get new ID or passports, or it's the fear of your identity being stolen.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's more to it than this. So, yeah.
I think it does make us all more aware of, you know, signing a standard form agreement about our personal details, and whether or not we now look towards there being some sort of protection in the future, knowing full well that literally every day, Elise, we're hearing about another data breach and potentially more private information being compromised. Now, as a negotiation expert, you know, and you just mentioned there, if you're still with Optus and you've been a part of the breach, or even if you're an Optus customer at the moment and you're thinking that, you know what, I might just wait until my contract's done and move on, what are some of the keys as a negotiation expert to be asking for those additional either compensation, as you mentioned, if you're a current customer and you've gone through the data breach, or you're a current customer with a company that might be having some branding issues and they might be working a little harder to keep you on their books?
Well, the first thing I'd want to think of is, what do I want from this? Right? Because when I go into negotiation, I need to think through this. I don't want to ask something silly, you know, or spur of the moment. So what do I want? What will make this up to me? And part of it could be, I want you to agree that you're going to delete any data you don't need. That would be one of them. But that would require a system-wide change, not just you and Optus. But the other would be, like, what would really help me? Well, you know, it might help me to get a 10% discount for a while. It might mean that I want extra services if I'm on a limited data. Although it's hilarious for a data breach asking for more data. But if I'm on a limited data contract, can I get more data for the same amount of money?
Yeah.
Think carefully and strategically about what you want, and not knee-jerk if you're going in one-on-one.
Yeah,
and then explain it, you know, say, well, this is what you've done for me. This is how I felt. This is how hard it's been for me. And therefore, I think you do owe me something.
I think the other frustration for a lot of people will be who you get to speak to that has the authority to do that. If you're going in to have either a contract terminated or to want to do a negotiation like you're speaking of, should you be asking directly to speak to a manager, someone who has the authority to actually do that, rather than maybe, you know, having to go through three or four stages, which can be incredibly frustrating?
Yeah, absolutely. You'd want to do that. I go straight to complaints. And sometimes, here's a little tip, say that mention that this is your first call before getting the telecommunications industry ombudsman involved. Because then that's it's a little tip where normally that would send you to a higher level. But I would always ask for the manager, say, this is not something you can speak to. Of course, one of the issues we're going to have now is the wait time to speak to a manager or anybody who can help you. So you've got to set aside a lot of time. And generally, when you speak to telcos, but at this time it's Optus, I reckon there'd be a long, long wait time. So you've got to be ready for that as well.
And Elise, wouldn't it be great if you could pick what you're listening to while you're waiting? You know, that irritating music that they play. They should have a little bit of a menu so that you can pick the genre of music that you'd like, so you don't hear that same song over and over. It's been lovely to talk to you. So Elise Margot is a negotiation expert and a mediator. And Elise, now that you're part of our 4BC Afternoons family, I know there'll be many people listening who might find themselves doing a negotiation for a variety of reasons. So we may just have you back on in the future.
That would be lovely. It's been lovely speaking to you, Sophie.
Thanks, Elise. You have a wonderful afternoon.